this incident occurred outside the jurisdictional boundaries of Garden City. So I immediately, once I was notified of the fire, I reached out to the sheriff and asked the sheriff, what can we as the police department do? And he was on en route to the scene. I responded to the emergency operations center downstairs at the law enforcement center, where I met the city manager and folks from Tyson and the public information officer for both the police department and the city. So we established the emergency operations center and coordinated with our communications center and making sure that we were deploying the resources that were needed to help. In coordinating with the sheriff, we established the need for transportation for folks from Tyson, as several of them had left their keys and cell phones inside the plant. And so we were coordinating with both Holcomb and Garden City school districts to get that, make that happen. We were also engaged in putting together media releases so that the public was aware of accurate information on what was actually occurring out at the Tyson plant, and we kept the public informed both through the media outlets as well as social media. Our role also is security and traffic control for incidents like this. Great thing is the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, worked effectively. The incident command, everyone coordinated, and you know, I've been with the city for almost 36 years, and again, critical incident occurs. Everyone and first responders come together and work well together to make sure the responses are effective and efficient.